You ever take a nap so hard that the nap takes you?
Could you expand on this a little bit? Because I think I'm.
Hey, so for this episode, I it's me, Jack, and I am going to conduct an interview on Benny. So that's the plan here. That the
Okay.
intro was like a sample question, like, have you ever napped so hard
That
that,
I didn't get to finish, and
well,
it wasn't a good question
hey, you
anyway.
ever napped so hard that the nap, like, you ever take a nap, but the nap really takes you?
I think I know what you mean, but I want to answer this correctly, so if it's
Like, elaborate?
possible, yeah,
Yeah,
we can
okay, all right,
just.
so, like, you fall asleep. All right, you know how there's like napping hours, like people nap at like certain
Sure.
times in the day,
Right,
or like, or not even like, it's not even a general rule, but like each individual, just they're like, they nap. So like for me, I usually nap at like 5 p.m.
okay.
and then it's like I'll nap for an hour.
Can I ask you a question really quick?
No, I'm asking the questions.
I'll ask later then.
No. Okay, no, what's up?
I just wanted to know because do you ever, when you say you usually nap at 5 p.m., do you consciously like lay down and be like, I'm going to take a nap right
No,
now?
no. It's
Okay.
like when I'm like days that I'm tired and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna take a nap today. It just usually falls in the evening.
Okay.
Like not like 5 p.m. sharp, like robotically I'm
Right.
going to nap. It's just
Yeah.
like I get tired, then I'll take a nap from like 5 to 6 and I'm ready to go back out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The reason I ask that is because I think people who
If you like,
do are very strange.
yeah, you know,
Yeah,
if
it's
you like,
just
if you plan a nap, it's weird.
planned net because their mine are never in any way coordinated
No,
at
yeah, you don't
all.
plan
I'm
a
kind of
nap.
just tired and happen to be laying
Yeah.
down
That's,
and it
I
just
guess
happens.
that's what I mean. Like
Yeah.
you're tired, and then for me it's like, I guess that's just in my day, that's usually when I like lay down and take a break. Is that like 5 p.m.?
Yeah, okay, that makes
So
sense.
it's like that's usually when I fall
Or if
asleep.
I didn't get a lot of sleep. Like this morning, I had a class from 9 to 10.
Yeah.
After the class, I slept from 10 to 12. I
Okay,
woke
yeah.
up for a class. I was
Woke
so
up
tired.
and then you're like, this
I
sucks, and then you
barely
fell
got
back
through that
asleep.
class
Oh, me too.
and then just
Yeah.
slept again.
Yeah, I get that. So I get then the question is, have you ever napped, you ever take a nap and then the nap takes you? Meaning like you fall asleep with the intention of like a quick little nap, and then you know, 6 hours later you wake up and
Yes.
you're like, who's you know?
Yes, I have actually. It's
Yeah.
a pretty strange feeling.
Yeah,
Has this
that
ever happened to
is.
you? You take a nap and you nap for so long,
You think it's the
you're
next
done, you're
day?
not yes. You
Yeah.
think it's the next day.
Oh, yeah.
I actually remember the first time that happened to me when I was a
That's
kid, and it
insane.
was freaky because I thought I had missed an entire day of school.
Yeah.
And
You thought you just slept through it?
yeah, and then I saw my mom and I'm like, I'm about to die in like 30 seconds. As soon
Yeah.
as she sees me, she's gonna be like, hey, why didn't you go to school today? And then she was like, oh no, actually dinner's almost ready. I'm like, oh, okay. So I just,
you're like, wait, I didn't.
yeah. I also used to have really weird dreams as a kid. I still
Yeah.
kind of do, but not that often. When I was a
Okay.
kid, I had the weirdest dreams.
Like what?
I
Just like
had
random stuff.
yeah, like I had the naked at school one.
I've never had that
But
dream.
it's weird. I feel
I
like mine was
can't
more
imagine it's like a
abnormal.
comfortable
Here's the thing.
thing.
So from what I've been told from other people that have had this dream is that it's a normal school day and they're just at
You're just
school
naked.
naked. Like school is normal, like how
Like
it normally would
it's
be.
unsettling to you, but to no one else.
Yes, but here's how mine went. First of all, at the time I was in middle school,
Okay.
but in the dream I was naked at my elementary school.
As a middle
And
school aged person,
yes.
that's horrible.
But the campus was empty. It was not a school day. So at first I was just wandering my old elementary school campus naked, and then I see my best friend, and at first I'm a little freaked out because I'm
You're
naked, but
naked, you're
then
like,
I'm like, oh, maybe he can like help me figure out what's going on. And then he starts chasing me, like with intent to kill, I think. I don't
Oh,
know. So then I'm just being
you're
chased
running
naked.
for your life naked through your elementary
Yeah,
school
that's what I
as a
mean
middle
by
school aged boy.
bizarre dreams, yeah.
Huh,
Dreams
interesting.
like that, you know.
Interesting, I like that.
Yeah.
So on to the next question. How big is it?
What?
How big is it?
What do you mean by that?
How big?
What's the subject of that question?
Come on. I think you have.
See, what you can't do.
How big is it?
Now, let me just explain to you really quick what you can't do. You can't ask me the exact same question three times.
Hey, dude. And expect me to answer it.
What?
How big is
it? And that's number four. What's wrong with you? How big is what?
All right, that was a joke. Clearly, you didn't play into it. Because you're, yeah.
I don't disclose that information.
So, all right, cool.
I'll give you a hint. It's between the one end of the ruler and the other end of the ruler.
Oh, that's just... it's a joke. Now, on to a serious question. If you could hit any sex position with me right now in the studio... What would you do?
In doggy. Life? I feel like this table's good for doggy.
Oh, I did not expect you to answer that, dude.
Just kidding. And obviously, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Don't wink. Why are you winking?
Yeah. No. So, on to my next question, Danny. If you could travel to like, where...
Is this meant to irritate me?
Where'd you go?
Where would I go? Like, right now? If I could pack up my bags right now and go anywhere? That's actually a good question.
Danny?
What?
Sorry.
Did you want to... Hold on. Did you want to expand on the question a little bit?
I don't care about your destination. I feel like we talk about destinations. What are you bringing? Someone comes to your door. I came to your door. All right, imagine me coming at your door. And I knock on it after coming. And then I say, hey, Benny, pack your bag. We're going to Uzbekistan in an hour.
First of all, I'd never go there. But let's just, for argument's sake, say...
I picked you up. No, like, I bought an all-inclusive flight trip cruise to Uzbekistan. So...
No, I would refuse the trip. For argument's sake, I would.
All right, so if I had a gun to your head and I said, we're going to Uzbekistan. No,
for argument's sake, let's just say you picked a nicer place. I would go willingly.
No. I put a gun to your face after coming, and then I say, Uzbekistan in an hour. What are you putting in your bag?
I'm driving to the store and buying guns and survival. I don't know what it's like over there.
No, you can't drive to the store. I'll pop you. You just gotta, like, you're at your house. You have an hour.
It's ever in my house.
No, you have 20 minutes. To put a bag together for Uzbekistan for my all-inclusive trip flight package deal cruise. What are you taking?
Am I allowed to know anything else? Like,
no,
is it
just
dangerous there?
It's just all... Well, it's safe, and it's all-inclusive.
Okay, so...
So, like, besides, like, essentials, like, clothes and toiletries, like, if you could bring an exotic item.
Oh.
Like a banana or something.
That's not really exotic.
Well, you know what? You get the
point.
Yeah.
Maybe like a Michael Jackson record because I feel like if you're asking what I'd bring besides the essentials and not specifically Michael Jackson, just any like classic American album to show the people in Uzbekistan.
Okay.
I think that's what I'd pick.
Okay.
Because I was gonna say like toothbrush,
deodorant. Yeah, no.
That's boring.
Everyone would pack that.
Yeah.
I'm talking like.
What impact do I want to have? On the people of Uzbekistan.
Yes.
So I'd show them some music, maybe.
Would you bring any American sex toys?
I don't think any sort of sex toy is classified under a specific country, but why are you asking me this question?
I'm asking the questions here. This is an interview.
I understand. I'm interviewing you. Yes.
Now, I would like to have a moment of silence. I'm just kidding.
Good, I don't like silence.
Good. Okay, listen. So now, all right, let's paint the picture. We're in Uzbekistan.
Why do you keep saying it like that?
What?
It's Uzbekistan.
We're in Uzbekistan, and we are traveling around, jerking the taxi car driver, assuming he's male. You'd be doing that.
He's probably
because
male.
I wouldn't. And
he's probably male because full disclosure, I literally know nothing about Uzbekistan. I don't know what the main language is, where it is. I know the general area, but I bet not a lot of jobs are available for women there. So our cab driver's probably a male.
Facts.
There's not even a lot of female cab drivers here, so definitely zero in Uzbekistan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Anyway, where are you going with this?
So you're chilling with the guy, and he's like... do you have any music? I mean, obviously, like, you understand, like,
yeah.
Basically, what I'm saying is, taxi man hands you aux.
Okay.
What you got?
So my plan.
What are you gonna play?
It's a tough question. Mm-hmm. I don't want to play him the popular stuff like now, because he's probably heard that.
Okay.
You know, American music has a far reach, especially modern popular stuff.
Yeah.
I'd probably show him like, you know, some classics that. May not have reached that far in the past, so I don't know. What about you? What are some classics? You know,
oh,
I already mentioned Michael Jackson. It's like he has the highest selling album of all time to date.
Oh really? I didn't know that.
Oh, in that case, maybe he has heard it.
He's probably heard it.
Okay. What about like I don't know, Marvin Gaye.
Trap Bunny Bubbles.
Now at that point, you'd probably be publicly executed for playing that out loud.
Facts.
So
that's why I wouldn't do that. I'd just tell him, hey, on your own time, hit up a
Trap Bunny Bubble. Yeah,
hit up a private browser and
get for music.
Yeah, I mean, hey, dude, what if they get Leonardo decapitated for that? You know, it could happen.
Yeah, that's true. What kind of food they got over there?
The good stuff.
Like what?
The good.
Okay.
I don't know. Probably, like, you listen, it's not
sounds
right.
Like you don't know anything about it.
No, I know nothing about it. All okay. I'm saying is, like, on this trip, basically, forget Uzbekistan. Just
oh, isn't Borat from there? Oh my god, I want to go now. Cuz we should go there. That's awesome.
That's where
Borat's from. I'm going there now.
That was okay. Cool, man.
You ever seen Borat?
No.
It's great. It's hilarious.
Cool.
Sacha Baron Cohen. If you've never seen it, watch it.
What movies would you put a foreigner on? A foreigner comes to your house and they're like, sup, dude, I'm uncultured and I've never done anything in my life. You'd be like, well, you want to watch a movie? And he'll be like, yeah, what movie?
The Godfather.
Why?
It's one of the best movies of all time. I know I sound like a... if you're like... Everyone's heard someone say that. It really is great. It's a great film, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As far as something newer, because I probably show them something newer. Mm-hmm. What's another good one? Shutter Island. You ever seen that one?
I've never seen that one.
Huge mind fuck at the end. Oh my goodness.
Mm.
Such an amazing twist.
Nice.
You know, 21 Jump Street. I feel like he'd like that. I gotta throw in a funny one.
Yeah, you gotta have something.
Personally,
like,
I'm not a huge fan of comedy movies, but.
A light, airy.
Maybe he is. Or whoever they are.
It's gotta be airy.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, and for the concluding question of this interview, well, all right, first let me level with you. As you probably know, every question I've asked you has been come up with on the fly.
Okay.
So for my concluding one, I'm drawing a blank. So
okay.
Help me out. Not really. If you could sit, like, all right, this is going to sound really stupid coming out, but bear with me. If you can sit in any chair in the world, I'm talking like thrones or like, if, I don't know if the Pope has a special chair, but like, if you could, like, you can sit in, or like the Oval Office, you can sit at the presidential desk.
I've been to the fake one. I'm going to the Oval Office.
Okay. So if you can sit in any chair in the world, like any like fancy or like. Well known, or maybe not even well known. Maybe just like a nice first class plane ticket, or something. Like just you get a chair, you get to go sit in it, and if there's something that goes along with it, you get to like participate.
Huh. So, well, I do like the idea of sitting in the Pope's chair. I don't even know if he has a chair, but I do know if I got to sit in his chair and hold the papal staff, I would for sure do that.
Yeah, no, it'd be like the most powerful.
That's
be like,
you'd let, be like, let me
I'm
tell you,
world known.
This is like a very unrealistic. Dream of mine. It's probably never gonna happen because
become the Pope.
No. I just want to hold the staff, the papal staff. But you kind of have to be the Pope to hold
go
it.
Steal it.
And I definitely don't want to. I don't know. I'll die for sure. I will for sure if I steal anything
of the
from
Pope.
The Pope.
Don't take the Pope's property.
I just want to hold it. I'm not gonna keep it.
No,
but
I
like,
know.
Imagine
I
how cool that would be holding the papal staff.
It'd be a flex.
It'd be oh, you'd feel like Gandalf or
it'd,
I don't. Know,
it'd be a massive
Rodrigo
flex.
Borgia.
Yeah, it'd be pretty.
Shouts out if you recognize the name I just said. If you know who that was, you're a real one for sure.
I'm not a real one. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's fine.
Well, I'd like to thank you for coming to my interview today.
Thanks.
I appreciate all your questions, all your answers, my
no,
questions.
No, for sure. Yeah.
And
okay.
What?
Nothing.
ask me a question.
I didn't know I was coming here to be interviewed. So.
Well, congratulations, sir. You just got your first interview by me.
Thanks. I was just scratching behind my knee.
Okay. Yeah, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at SlapFacts if you have any recommendations. And
yeah.
Cool. Wonderful.